Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance are copyright 2021 by Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at @uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Hi. Sorry. Did I scare you? Is anyone sitting here? No? Well, do you mind if I... Wait, is it okay if I sit next to you? The sun's on that side. Great, thanks. Whew. So, how are you today? Good. I'm good too. I just came from my research methods class for psychology. I mean, it's supposedly my major, but I got the syllabus and it seems like it's going to be really hard. But I don't know. The first day of classes are always hard for me. I get confused about where to go, you know? Anyway, I'm sure it'll be okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you trying to study? Ah, you're sweet, but I'll try to be quiet. What? What does this mean? I'm sorry, I'm just looking at my syllabus. I took this class because I thought it'd be interesting. I figured if I want to do psychological research after I graduate, maybe I should learn a little bit about it. I mean, I kind of do my own research, but it's not really formal or super scientific or anything. What about you? What's your major? Oh, you don't have one yet? Well, that makes sense. It's probably smart. Yeah, some of my friends think I'm weird for choosing my major so early, but I think I know what I want to do. I mean, I think. I'm sorry, I'm bugging you again. You're hating me right now, aren't you? I like to talk to people, you know? You know that thing when you see someone from across the room and you get a feeling about them? No? Just me then. Well, when it happens to me, sometimes I just can't help but come over and say hi. That's actually why I'm here. Yeah, I saw you from over there. Is that okay? But if you want, I'll just shh now and study. I really like this part of the library. It's kind of private. Do you ever, like, just walk around and explore the stacks like it's an uncharted jungle or something? Like, why did they put this shelf here like this? And what made them decide to make this corner of the library different from the others? And things like, I wonder which books they hide over there. You know? Don't you do that? Just me again? Okay. Got it. Hey, do you want to know what my latest research topic is? I mean, not for class, but personal research, I guess. You do? Okay, well, it's celebrity. Yeah, like, what is it about celebrities that make us look at them differently than other people? Is it just because they're beautiful, or is it just because they're on TV? Like, what is it that makes them special in our minds? Different than just the regular person down the street. I find that interesting, I guess. Oh. You don't see them that way? Yeah, well, that's interesting too. Like, some people don't respond to that mystique of celebrity, but wow, I sure do, you know? Yeah, I'm into K-pop. Wait, do you know what K-pop is? Oh my god. Okay, well, I'm gonna show you some videos sometimes. But anyway, I'll just say this. Those K-pop people, like the producers and stuff, they've got celebrity down. Like, they really know how to do it. It's crazy. Like, K-pop fans are insane for their favorites. They're called biases. But anyway, I'm the same way, you know? Like, there are plenty of really beautiful girls out there, but there's only one Sana from Twice. And there's only one Seulgi from Red Velvet. Or Bobby from Icon. Anyway, I mean, I don't know what you're into, but I can't believe you haven't experienced a little of this kind of thing at least once. The celebrities we love, they're unique and special somehow, more than just regular special. Like, they're a mystery that you just can't solve. Like, you want to be near them because they've made you feel so good. I don't know. I think it's fascinating. Well, yeah, I know there's only one of me too, but I'm just a regular girl. It's not the same thing. Seriously, you don't get between K-pop fans and their stands. I once had 2 computers and 3 tablets all connected to the same website trying to get tickets to Blackpink's concert because no one was going to stop me from seeing Lisa and Jennie in person. They're so just confident and talented, you know? And they're so gorgeous, like next level beautiful. That concert, by the way, sold out in less than 30 minutes. I was super lucky to get a good spot in the queue when I signed in. And you know what? I got my tickets. I didn't get seats as close as I wanted to, but at least I got in the building. And it was totally worth it. I got to share the same space with these amazing girls. The real thing, you know? And when I was there, it actually made me cry. What? You think I'm insane, huh? I don't know. There's just nothing quite like being in the same room with someone who's meant so much to you, who's made you feel so good with their music and their costumes and their rapping and their dancing. I can't explain it. No, I don't really want to have sex with them. Well, I kind of do, but it's not quite like that. Not exactly. It's just we want to be close to them, I guess, you know? Maybe we want to be them too. I'm not sure. I think it's a combination of different things. Maybe different things for different people. Anyway, I know it's not just me. That's what makes this so interesting. It's kind of a hard thing to research, though. It's not very scientific. Especially when you don't have, you know, a psychology degree to know how. It's kind of weird. I feel really anxious right now. Like, really nervous. And I'm not normally a nervous person, but sitting next to you, I don't know. Do you want to know a secret? This isn't the first time I've seen you. You're the one who wrote that letter to the editor about inclusivity on campus, right? That was you? No! It was amazing. Like, you said everything that I was thinking, but in such an articulate and persuasive way. I'd have just ranted on incoherently if I tried to write it. Yeah, well, I knew who you were because we actually shared a class together 2 semesters ago. I mean, it was one of those big seminar science classes, but I remember you acing that lab that threw the curve off for everybody. You're just like, you're really smart, huh? Anyway, you want to know a secret? I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I saw you again at the library last semester and I got really nervous. That's him, you know? So I started coming to the library more often just to see if you'd be here. And then I found you. You always sit here, and I would sit way over there, back behind that stack, see? And I'd watch you. Remember how I said sometimes you just get a feeling about people? Well, today was the day I decided I better stop being creepy and just come and say hi. And the thing is, that's a celebrity. No, seriously. I first saw you in that science class and I thought, wow, he's really smart. And then I saw you in the library a couple months ago and I thought, he looks kind of shy too. And then I started concocting all these ideas in my head about what you were like, looking at the odd way you did things, the way you opened your book and the way you chewed on your pen. And that's it, you know? That's celebrity. I don't know you, but it's those little moments. Like in K-pop, it's that unique dance style an idol has, or the cute thing they do on stage. That's called Aegyo, by the way. Or the way they make eye contact with the camera. It's those little moments that stick in people's head and make them fans. And I know I'm susceptible to it, but it all happened to me with you. Wait, what? You've seen me before too? Where? Oh yeah, I'm the cheerleader for the basketball team. I'm on an athletic scholarship. It's a lot of work actually. Yeah, I do the women's volleyball team too. Is that where you saw me? Cool. I can't believe you recognize me. Huh? Oh, yeah. I run this mental health advocacy group on campus. It's part of my athletic community service. How do you know that? Oh, okay. So, you know me too, then? I'm not the only creeper here. Is that what you're telling me? Oh, thank you. It's nothing, though. There are way smarter people in that group than I am. I'm just good at talking to people. Well, thank you. But wait, in a way then, we're fans of each other. We're each other's celebrities. Hey, can I ask you something else? This is probably going to come out of left field, but do you think I'm attractive? I mean, you saw me at the volleyball games. I just want to know. Do you? It's okay. If you don't, you can tell me. You won't hurt my feelings or anything. You do? Cool. You want to know something? I think you're attractive too. Wait, don't be embarrassed. What's your favorite part about me? Come on, tell me. I want to know. It's okay. This is for research, remember? My eyes? Really? Wow. I would not have guessed that. Aw, you like my smile too? Oh, thank you. Do you want to know my favorite part about you? Your hands. Yeah, I don't know, I just like them. I like your smile too. I mean, when you relax enough to show it to me. Look, I know I talk too much. My friends tell me I can come off as kind of intense. But isn't it kind of weird, the rules we have for what it's okay to talk to strangers about, though? I mean, I get it, you know. I'm not a psycho or anything. It's just, I find it awkward that we can't just talk to each other and be honest with each other. Like, you like my eyes, right? And I like your hands, and we told each other that. And even though that has kind of a sexual connotation to it, that's okay. We're not doing anything. We're just talking. And now I know something real about you, and you know something real about me. Even though we're pretty much perfect strangers. I mean, it's not the same as K-pop, but to me, you are a celebrity. The cool-looking, strange guy who wrote that beautiful article. And to you, maybe I'm kind of one too. The weird, motor-mouthy cheerleader and mental health advocate who just sat next to you for no good reason. Like, you're kind of shy, right? You kind of keep to yourself? Maybe because you're anxious? I can tell it's okay. I'm a psych major, remember? And I'm obviously not shy. I mean, I'll just talk to anybody. I just don't care. People are people, and when you talk to them face to face like this, even people who seem weird or scary at first can turn out to be really cool. But you want to know another secret? To me, everything is sexual. Everything. You and me, that girl over there, and that guy who's looking at her. Do you see it? He's trying to be sneaky about it, but he likes her. She's his celebrity. Isn't that cute? I can't explain it. Everything comes back to that for me. Attraction, sex, kink. No, we're just talking. I mean, I'm talking. You're probably freaking out. If you're uncomfortable, I can leave. Seriously, do you want to hear this? My friends sometimes get tired of listening to me after a while, so I would understand. You do? Okay, cool. Well, for example, all right, you've seen a pussy before, right? No? Oh. Well, what about porn? Have you seen porn? Yeah, okay, so you've seen pussies in porn, so you know what they look like. Okay, but here's the thing though. You haven't seen my pussy, right? No, come on, don't be embarrassed. This is for research. So of course you haven't seen it, but you find me attractive. You like my eyes and my smile, and you've talked to me a little bit, so you know I might be a little weird, but I'm nice, and I'm certainly interesting, right? And more than that, you know that I think you're attractive and interesting too. But we don't really know each other. And doesn't that somehow make me even more attractive? Because I'm a mystery? Because you don't really understand me? See? That's celebrity. So, if you had the chance to see my pussy, or, I don't know, let's say, her pussy. She's really pretty. Which one would you want to see more? Come on, tell me. Tell me the truth. I'm going to be a doctor someday. I mean, a PhD anyway. You can trust me. Don't be scared. Just think of this as a psychology experiment. Just between us. So? Mine or hers? Yay. Okay. But why? My pussy is special, isn't it? Even though you've seen a million pussies in pornos, you've never seen mine. Do you think it's special because you've never seen it? No? Then why? What makes it special? Exactly. It's because it's mine. It's not hers or hers. It's mine. It's part of me being a motor map. It's part of the body that cheers for the volleyball team. It's connected to these eyes and this smile. I mean, am I wrong? So, do you think it would continue to be special after you've seen it? Come on, just answer me. You don't know? You know, there's one way to find out. Why not? It's for research. Wait, let me ask you something else. Yes, another one. Research is about questioning. I just wanted to know. Are you hard right now? Yeah? Can I feel? Please. Shh. Here. Wow. You are hard. Is that because of me? You know what? I'm wet too. You know why? Because of you, silly. Not because of him or him or her, but because of you. Because of your hands. Because of your smile. Because of your mind. Because you're shy and because you've been nice to me. I wonder what that's about, you know? Attraction is such a mystery. I mean, I know I'm supposedly going to be a scientist and everything, but I kind of like to believe that that stuff is magic. So anyway, no one's paying attention to us. We're in our own little corner here. Do you want to see my pussy? I'm not wearing any panties. I can just lift my skirt up. There it is. Do you want to touch it? I'd like it if you did. I want to feel those beautiful hands. Please. No one's watching. Just for a second. Come here, I'll help you. There. See? A little lower, okay? There. Do you feel how wet I am? Stick your finger in me. Right there. Please. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Don't be afraid. It's kind of tight. Oh, yeah. Oh, squeeze up toward the top. Oh. Stick your thumb on the top. Yeah, rub me. Deeper. Harder. Oh, God. Shh. Oh, fuck. I love your hands. Rub it right there. Finger in me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, my God. I'm gonna come. Your hand is gonna make me come. Oh, wow. Sorry, I tend to giggle when I, you know. Hey, Stop being funny. This is the library, you jerk. People are trying to study. Sorry. Chance. Just kiss me. Please? Thank you. Oops. Look at the time. I've gotta go. I've got class. Shh, don't say anything. It's probably best if we don't ruin it. Besides, this just demonstrates one more aspect of celebrity that I forgot to mention. Unobtainability. I'm just kidding. Oh, I had you going, didn't I? Oh, the look on your face. I'm sorry. I was just trying to make a joke. I wouldn't do that to you. Come with me to my dorm, okay? I mean, if you want to. Research project's over. Let's go fuck.